Trell's Memories of Early Westboro. Mrs. Trell, when did you come to Westboro?
1912.
And where did you live?
On 30 Summer Street. There was no street there at that time.
And that was your family home?
Right.
The home of your grandparents?
Mm-hmm. My grandparents lived there in about, probably 1868, probably, because my mother was born there in 1869.
And their name was Putnam?
Putnam, yeah.
And you came here in 1912, so mm-hmm. How old were you at that time?
Almost 12. I was not quite 12. I was 11. He came in May, and I was 12 in the following July.
Where did you go to school?
Well, I went to the old school up on School Street. I think it was Maynard, but I'm not sure about the name of it.
Now, was that high school at that time? Or
no, that was a grammar school,
grammar
and the high school.
School
was side of it.
Right beside it.
Between Forbes Street and Myrtle Street on School Street.
And what grades were in the grammar school? What grades were in the grammar school?
Eighth and ninth.
Eighth and ninth only.
Mm-hmm.
So not the smaller children.
No.
Just
no.
Eighth and ninth. And then you went to the high school
right
beside it.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember the teachers you had at all?
Either grade?
Yes.
Well, in the eighth grade, I had Maud Gilmore. And in the ninth grade, I had Hattie Haven.
Hattie Haven.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how did you get to school?
Walk.
In all kinds of weather?
Absolutely.
Did you have brothers and sisters going to school with you at the time?
I had brother and sister, but they never went to school here in Westbrook.
Did you take your lunch every day?
No, came home for lunch.
You came home for lunch. Mm-hmm. So how did the school day go? What time did it begin?
I don't recall the grammar school, but I know in high school we used to go, I think, from 8:30 till about 1:00. Then later, I think we went to school about 8:00, but that was very much probably when I was a senior.
When was the lunch break then? From 1:00?
Well, I think we just had a few minutes off, and if anybody wanted to take an apple to school, why, they ate it at that time.
Oh, all right.
Not a regular lunch.
You mean that
period.
You finished your school day at 1:00,
mm-hmm.
and then you went home?
Mm-hmm.
You didn't come back to school?
No.
So actually, it was a shorter time
than
we have today.
Right.
And then that freed you for working all afternoon at different jobs or farms or whatever.
Fun, usually, as far as I was concerned.
What kind of games did you play then?
Oh, boy.
Team games?
And see who was there.
You went downtown.
See if there's any of the kids that we knew.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of plan what we might do in the evening and so forth. Actually, there wasn't too much. We made our own fun around our own neighborhood.
Right. The school itself, was it several large rooms? This is the high school now. Remember how physically?
One big room, we used to call the main room.
Mm-hmm.
And either the superintendent or one of the teachers had charge of it. And usually he taught one class either of, could be geometry, to some of the younger other classes. Or we would have a class and then the rest of the students would study. And then there were classrooms in the rest of the building with history or math or English or French or German.
Did you have any opening exercises at all?
Oh, yes, always.
What were they like?
Always. I think we'd open with a prayer, usually. And then we'd always sing a song pertaining to the seasons of the year. If it was spring, we sang a spring song. If it was winter, we sang something else.
And Pledge of Allegiance, did you do that?
Oh, yes,
always
had the Pledge of Allegiance.
Star Spangled Banner, perhaps? That was...
I don't remember that we ever sang the either America
Patriotic
at the time,
song.
But we always had a Pledge of Allegiance.
Were the school, the whole class together, or the whole school together, or just in separate classrooms for the opening? Did you ever
we were all in the main room at the opening.
The whole school
the
would
whole
come to the main room?
From freshmen through to the seniors.
So there wasn't too big a class,
no,
though?
No.
How many, do you have any idea in the school, for instance, or in your own class?
I think my graduating class was the largest it had been because We were the last ninth grade, so that they put the rest of the classes in with us. I think there were around 30-odd in our graduating class, which was a fairly large class at that time.
30 people. So you got to know each other well.
Very well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you knew the ones that were naughty and the ones that were good.
I probably knew the ones that used to skip class, and I was one of them.
Oh. And where did you go when you skipped class?
I was usually sent to the main room, but it was usually out of chemistry or physics, and we were in the top floor of the high school, mm-hmm. which was probably the attic, so many times we'd sit in the stairs until the period was over, then we'd walk into the main room.
So you had two floors, you could kind of sneak in.
Three floors
in the high school.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
And how was it heated? Was it always warm? Was it well heated by a big coal furnace, was it?
I think probably... I would say offhand, hot air.
Hot air. Do you remember the janitor at all?
I know there was one. I can't tell you now who it was.
Did you have recesses like
mm-hmm.
we do?
Yeah.
Playgrounds.
Yeah. Well, we just sat around and ate our apple or whatever it might be and just planned for what we were going to do the rest of the day when we got out of school or compare notes on our homework or something like that.
The teachers were very strict, I assume.
Not too bad.
Not too bad.
No, they weren't. I must admit, there were some I preferred over others, but I think our particular class was very, very much taken with our, I guess they called him a submaster at that time. He used to teach algebra and math, and his name was T.P. Ridden,
mm-hmm.
and he was a peach. Really was.
So you did have some men teachers.
Yes, yes.
Not maiden ladies, as they often did.
Well, they were definitely maiden ladies, and...
They couldn't be married, I don't think, and teach at that time.
I don't think so. I'm not sure about that, but I don't recall that any of them were ever married until after they went out of school. I don't know if they even married after that, mm-hmm. but T.P. was... Because personally, I always preferred men teachers to lady teachers.
Right. Do you remember any parties or special programs the school would have? For instance, do you remember which ones they would be?
We had one English teacher, and we was laughing about it Sunday. She conceived the idea with the librarian at that time, or she had been the librarian, to put on the Midsummer Night's Dream. And what a time we had. I think all of the whole school, I don't know of anything that we ever did that we ever enjoyed as much.
What was her name?
The teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Gladys White.
And did you have a part? What part did you play? Do you remember?
Do I have to tell you that?
Yes.
I was one of the fairies, believe it or not.
Good. That's great. So you were a Shakespearean fairy in high school.
Absolutely.
Did you have...
Was Titania the
Titania
queen
was the queen.
Well, I was one of her fairies.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Did you have particular exercises for Memorial Day or for Halloween or Valentine's?
In the school,
yes.
You mean? Yes, we would have, I think, Memorial Day exercises, but that was not as great because we had such a celebration at Memorial Time and as a town feature.
Mm-hmm.
And... I guess us kids would get together for Halloween parties, individual, but
were there
and
any,
that sort of thing.
Any time parents came to school for a particular parents' nights or parents?
No, we never had anything like that. The only time that I ever recall my parents going to school was when I either missed a subject somewhere along the line or if I had done something I shouldn't have done.
If you had done something you shouldn't have done, were you taken to the office? Was there a principal the way children now are? Do you remember that? Any particular punishments?
I think the teacher in whatever class I was in probably kept us after school and
that was enough.
Gave us a lecture. That was it.
Do you remember any of your favorite subjects or teachers?
Well, I think Ridden was my favorite
mm-hmm.
teacher.
You said you took German.
He taught geometry and algebra.
Right.
Particularly, I recall him in algebra.
Now, you were going to school when the First World War broke out.
Right.
So how did that affect your classmates and yourself?
A lot of them enlisted in the service.
Did.
And
Without
finishing school.
As I say,
our teacher went away, and we had substitutes from, I think they came, one of them came from Worcester.
So you did lose some teachers to the war.
Right.
And some of your male classmates.
Right, right. I can't recall at the moment just who they were, but I know that they went. In fact, I wanted to go myself, but I was too young.
Did some of the women, some of the girls go?
Yes, a lot of the girls went to Washington.
And, what did
and
they
didn't
do?
Graduate, because they went and did clerical work in Washington.
I see.
So.
Okay. So it made a big effect on your whole life,
oh, yes,
really, in Westboro.
Yeah, yeah.
Any other ways that it affected you in Westboro as far as the rationing, or do you remember the rationing?
I don't think I took things seriously enough to let it affect me, except the dances that we had. And the
what kind of dances?
Well, we used to have the foxtrot and the waltzes. And
this would affect you in what way with the war? You said someone would bring
in... the fellows would come back, you know, and of course it was all the thing for us girls to be able to dance with the fellows in uniform.
Ah, that
didn't
was
make
very
much
nice.
Difference who they were.
Where did you dance?
In the old town hall.
And did you ever go to Lake Chauncey to dance?
Oh, frequently.
What was that like? That was.
Oh, that was fun. There were three of us girls that used to go down there a lot. But believe it or not, our mothers always went with us.
Now this
and
was
they
a...
never bothered us. I mean, they just sat there and watched us dance, and us girls danced as much as we wanted to. And
this was a dance pavilion?
Mm-hmm.
Was it? What was it called? Anything special?
Lake Chauncey Park, yeah.
And it was out right at the lake?
At the lake, mm-hmm.
And a large dance ballroom,
right,
is it?
Right.
And it was fairly respectable then.
Yes, yes. It was.
If
really,
your mother was there.
Absolutely. No, she, I remember particularly the three mothers. Sometimes there'd only be two, sometimes the three of them would go. But I don't ever recall. Yes, I do recall, because sometimes I skipped down there. But I never recall going down to Chauncey in the evening,
mm-hmm,
without
a chaperone, in a way.
Mother being, or the other two mothers being there.
Right.
They were always pretty sure that there was. And they never interfered with our pleasures at all. We never thought of ambling around. We just went there to dance,
well,
and that's what we did.
That's very good. You recently just had
I think Elmer Bennett was head of the orchestra at that time.
Wow.
And he was, of course, a town fellow.
That's
too.
Right. That's
so
interesting.
He had this orchestra, so we used to have small times down there.
Sounds like fun. You recently had your 58th high school reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember any of the stories coming out of that you could tell us?
You mean
about the schools or the classmates?
No, I don't think that there was too much comment. We just
enjoyed getting together.
Getting together and just meeting the ones that we hadn't seen for a long time. I don't think that there was anything special that was commented upon.
Mm-hmm.
I remember too, though, that we loved our physics and chemistry class because that was on the top floor, and our supplies were in, well, I would call it an attic storage. And because we always had to have to go in there and find something, and it always took us a long time to find it, so that we hoped that the class would be pretty nearly over before we came out. And I'm sure that Mr. Ridden, we didn't fool him one single bit, but he was a good sport about it.
He knew what you were doing.
Yeah, sure he knew what we were doing.
Now, did you stay together as a class in each classroom, or would you break up? You would break up for different subjects.
Oh, yes, yes. But it might be, well, for instance, if a class was having algebra, those that were taking algebra in that one class were always together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall, there might be eventually, we might be having a study period when a lower class was having.
Your
something.
Classes weren't mixed then?
No.
You wouldn't have
no.
sophomores
no.
and 12th graders
no.
together
no.
at all? Then after school, you said when you were graduated from school, you went to work at Boyce's Drugstore.
Right.
And where was that?
Where it is now.
Right on South
right
Street?
Right on South Street.
And the owner of that, his
was
name?
William C. Boyce.
William C. Boyce.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your job there?
Well, I used to come in about 8 o'clock in the morning and dust and brush out the store and replace the shelves if they needed it.
Mm-hmm.
And when the goods would come in, I would unpack those. And I remember I had to clean the soda fountain. And then he taught me how to make sodas and ice creams and so on.
You were the soda jerk.
Yeah, I was a soda jerk.
Now, did a lot of people come into the soda fountain?
Yes.
It was very popular.
Yeah. And
all ages?
All ages. Mm-hmm. And of course, gradually, the longer I stayed there, he would teach me more about the drugs, and then explain prescriptions so that I got to the point I could read prescriptions very well.
And you could help make some prescriptions.
And in the very simple prescriptions, I even filled those.
That's great.
And if they had any deliveries to make out, I used to go deliver the prescriptions if a person couldn't come to the store and get them.
You were a jack of all trades.
Jack of all trades, master of none.
Did boys and girls come down for dates, for instance, at the soda fountain? I don't know if
do now, apparently, no. If they wanted to come in and have a drink, fine. But it was never a hangout.
Not particularly after school or anything like that.
Now
I'd like to ask you a few of the stores that were downtown. This was about 1918 or 1920.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Beside the Boyce's Drug Store, what was there? Do you remember?
Well, the Electric Light Company used to be next door.
Now, they sold electric lights.
They sold everything. Appliances and everything.
Electricity had been put in Westboro for quite a while.
Oh, yes, it had been here a long time.
I can't tell you when, but
quite some time.
You had electric street lights and everything for quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
Were there many cars, automobiles?
Yes, I would have said there were quite a few, comparatively speaking. Of course, nothing compared to what there are now.
Still some horse and wagons at all?
Okay.
Were there still horse and wagons?
Oh, yes, yes.
So you would see them around town, too. Now, I wonder about some of the markets. I was told there was a McDonald's market.
McDonald's market was the market in Westboro.
What did they sell?
Everything. Groceries and meats and fish.
Did they have big barrels of things? Do you remember Pickle Barrel at all?
No, I think that had gone by.
Mm-hmm.
I don't recall that they... I'm not sure either, but what they may have had some, but I can't be definite about that.
So people would buy their meat and vegetables at... Where was
McDonald's
Market? Was that on...
That was on East Main Street.
East Main Street. Near High Street, I think.
Well, I think it was just this side of where...
Where would you buy your clothing? Or would you make your own clothes? There was a dry goods store, and denims
also? Denims, and there was Sanford's, and there was J.S. Gates.
And they were all clothing stores, were they?
Mostly yard goods. Mostly yard goods.
So people,
and because at that time, very few of us bought ready-made clothing. If so, we went to Worcester and got them.
So you learned to sew... Young, or
I
learned
to sew, but I never cared too much for it. I did it out of necessity rather than pleasure.
I was told that there was a candy, Mrs. Witchenbach's candy shop.
Yes.
Could you tell us about that?
That was in town when I first came here, and it was on the corner of Milk and West Main, where the Rexall store is now. And I recall you had to go up stairs about, probably 6 or 8 steps to get into the store.
Mm-hmm.
And I had never seen anything like it when I came here to Westboro. And I used to be fascinated. You can get all kinds of candies and penny candies, and I think they did a great deal of the making themselves.
And so would you stop there after school or any time you were downtown?
No, because that wasn't, that went by very soon after I came to Westboro. Chamberlain's was the store we used to stop in and get our candy.
And that was another candy store.
That was another candy in the store, and that is where, the bank has taken over part of that now. But that was...
Also on West Main Street?
That was on West Main Street. Mm-hmm.
Also, did you ride the trolleys at all?
Yes, when I first came here to Westboro, I went back to school for 2 months. And I used to go from Westboro to Northboro and then take the change there. And at that time, there was a trolley from Marlboro to Worcester.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to take that because the conductor on that happened to be a friend of the family's. And so he used to look out for me.
That's nice.
So once in a while, if I'd lose that, I'd come back down on the Boston-Worcester and either walk home or walk over from Milk Street, or one of the family would meet me.
The trolley would stop right at Milk Street, on the corner
mm-hmm.
of Milk Street,
mm-hmm.
at Mrs. Wichenbach's, near Mrs. Wichenbach's candy store.
Yeah, I used to get off, usually, at the fire station. And at that time, there was a blacksmith shop where just the other side of the professional building.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a fence there, and some of the boards were off, and so I used to come through there. We used to call it the hole in the fence, right through onto Summer Street, because I was almost home then.
Was this a blacksmith shop, a very busy blacksmith shop?
Yes, we used to love to go down there and watch them make the horseshoes.
And shoe the horses. Do you remember his name at all? You could watch him.
Yes, I think his name was Blatchford.
Blatchford.
I think so.
And he still had plenty of business with the horse carriages and the farmers,
and
too.
Then later, after he died, it was disposed of. The building stood still there, was still there. But I think there was a tonic place went in there.
Do you remember any of the hotels and where they were?
Yes, there was a hotel. The one I remember was down on East Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
I think where the, about where the old post office, or the it's now the recreation building for Bay State. That was in use when I first came here. Then, of course, after the big fire in 1917, that was destroyed. So.
A lot of East Main Street
yeah.
was burned down in 1917. Yeah. That took down quite a few factories, isn't
yes,
that right?
Yes, it took down the Trunk and Bag. Lace Curtain Factory.
Lace Curtain. Was there an underwear factory there?
Beg pardon?
Was there an underwear factory there?
Not there.
Know?
That
Not
was
there.
Up on Milk Street.
A shoe factory, perhaps, on East Main, too, that was
no,
burned?
No, there was no shoe factory when I came here to West.
Okay, so do you remember that fire?
Indeed I do.
What was it like? What do you remember what month it was? 1917, on East Main Street.
Right.
And
it started, I think, in the Trunk and Bag Factory. And it took the hotel. It took the Trunk and Bag, it took the Lace Curtain Factory, and at that time the Electric Light Company had moved down on, took that factory. In fact, it was the only time that I can remember of ever seeing a big fire. And of course, all us kids had to be right in the midst of it.
That's right. It burned right through the day,
yeah.
did it?
Yeah. In fact, it was very treacherous because the wind was coming toward our section of the town.
Homes.
And I remember that at that time my uncle lived on Heath Street, and he came over and told Father to get all the valuables and take over to his house. But it didn't come as far as the wind shifted, so that we were.
Were some private homes burned also? Or mostly factories?
No, I think that when they saw that they couldn't contain it, I think they began to wet down the homes, or people themselves probably used hoses. I don't know.
There were many people out of jobs after that, I assume, with the factories.
Yes, but some of them came back. Of course, the hotel never came back. The Trunk and Bag Factory, those folks moved away from town.
What kind of underwear did they make, by the way? Remember?
Yes, they used to make slips. They used to make I guess it was ladies' wear, nightgowns.
Any long underwear?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Black stockings?
No. That was over on the corner of Phillips and Milk Street.
There was another one. Yes, there were several underwear factories, were there?
No,
just one.
No, just the one.
Do you remember other factories? There were some factories on Milk Street. You mentioned a tape factory.
There was a tape factory on Milk Street. That was a big factory. And then there was one on the corner of Spring and Milk, across from the one on Milk Street.
And that was a tape factory also?
Yeah, they were two.
This is cloth tape, is that right?
Yes. Yeah.
Which would be used in sewing. What else? What other uses would this cloth tape have?
Oh, she says we're all done.
Was there a hat factory?
Yes, yes.
And where was that?
That was on the Phillips Street, in back of the underwear factory.
And that was one of the largest factories in town, right?
Yes.
What kind of hats did they make?
Straw hats.
Mm-hmm. Men and women's?
Yes, I think they did. I'm not positive about the men, but I remember it used to be very fascinating to go up Phillips Street and stand and watch them blocking the hats.
Blocking the hats.
Yeah.
And
they were all very, very welcome. You could go in and watch them make the straw hats and so on.
Was there a particular name for the factory? Just Westboro Hat Factory?
Westboro Hat Factory.
Then, was there a shoe factory or a trunk and bag around there?
It was the trunk and bag, not there. The only trunk and bag was on South. Was on East Main Street. There was no shoe factory at that. The shoe factories had all gone out.
So the main ones you remember was the hat factory and the tape factory.
Yes, because that was nearer my home.
And I suppose a lot of the girls would work in these factories after high school also.
No, not so many of them. Not in my group.
Mm-hmm.
They were the older, well, in the 20s. You know, that were older than we were, that had gone there, I suppose, when they had gotten out of school. And they had to
work hard for that particular time. On going up West Main Street, or down, there was the Congregational Church and the library.
Right.
Then there was the hotel, I presume. There was a hotel on the corner.
Well, there used to be the old Whitney House,
right.
But that had burned before I came to Westboro.
Okay.
I only remember that from hearsay.
Mm-hmm. And did you go to a particular church at that time? Did you attend the particular church at
yes,
that time?
Yes, Unitarian.
The Unitarian
yeah,
church.
When I came back to Westboro.
And for recreation, were there town picnics at all? Or?
Yes, we used to have particularly church picnics. And sometimes we would invite the Northville Unitarian Church, and we'd have that at Chauncey.
So and Chauncey was a big
yes,
area for
yes,
all kinds
for,
of...
Yes, for recreation. That's about the only place that we could go. And, of course, at that time, we had the trolleys that we could go to. Finally, they went out, and in the meantime, after that, different ones had cars and bicycles. And we had no other way. We just walked down, that's all.
Do you remember the fare for the trolley, how much it cost? At all? Did you buy a ticket inside the trolley depot, and or did you just pay the conductor?
I would have said, I'm trying to think. I think I bought us school tickets to go on into Worcester, and I can't recall what the fare was from here to. Well, I would have said not more than a nickel or 10 cents at the most to ride over from, you know,
Worcester.
Well, a Mill Street to the square.
Mm-hmm. And did you get to know the conductors at all?
I did, because my father used to run at the hotel in Northboro. I was born in Northboro.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the conductor from Northboro to Westboro.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I went on that...
Your particular
on that particular... And coming home, I would get the car out of Worcester, depending on when I got out of school.
These trolleys
that was only for 2 months,
right.
Anyway.
These trolleys were enclosed, were they? They
yes,
weren't open trolleys
yeah. No, not through the summertime.
Okay. That's okay. You mentioned that you worked in the water and sewer department and that your grandfather, Putnam, and grandmother also worked there.
Right.
Now, the first time the water and sewer department, where was it located?
Up over the liquor store.
Which was where?
On the car, the present liquor store. Over,
that was a Welch's
West
jewelry?
And, Big Bang.
Was that a jewelry store once, did you say? A Welch's?
Yes, as far as I know, it always was.
Mm-hmm. And,
always was.
And then the water sewer department moved?
I don't know where it went after that. tell you the truth, I don't know what happened.
It eventually came
Eventually it came into the town hall, and that's when I went into the town
hall. So there were three, well, your grandmother and grandfather, Putnam, and then you actually did work in the water and sewer department.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Did the town government at all change? Do you have, when you were working in the water and sewer department?
Well, we still have the town meetings, but to me they're not nearly as interesting as they used to be. Of course, for one thing, they're so large, a lot of the people we don't know, and times have changed so much that naturally the procedure is different. It's what they have to think about.
Right, right. Well, we got a good idea of what Westboro was like in the early 20s and when you grew up here in high school, and I want to thank you very much for your help.